Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of developing on schedule in your presence. I think of Psalm 145, verse 10, that says, to praise you is to fulfill our purpose. And so we just thank you. We were made by you to know you and walk with you so as to become all that you made us to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples, dedicated followers of Jesus. It's Psalm 146, and it's a short verse, but it's a powerful verse, verse 1.
Praise the Lord, my whole being. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So God wants us to praise him, and he wants all of us. This is not a part-time thing. This is a full-time reality. Why is it this full-time reality like a marriage? Because there is so much. We are married to Christ, and we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in the family of God, in love, perfect love that cast out all fear, and we lost it. But Jesus came to settle the matter, to bring us back. And so when he died, we died. When he was raised, we were raised. And to now be too busy with what is good to do the bad. So it's a daily waking up to the mercies of God and walking in it. And so our spirits are united with the Holy Spirit, and that inspires us on a daily basis, just like the truth is, we were lost. We were made to be children of the living God, in obedience, developing on schedule, and we lost that. But now we've been brought back into it. So it's his spirit witnesses with our spirit, and then we take hold of that in our soul. That's our will, our intellect, and our emotions. And we carry it out into the day. And so it's expressed in our body. When we hold fast, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being a very present help, and we are mindful of them to shine in the day. If we need help, we say, Lord, we need help, or we need wisdom, and then we can overcome. So it's basically the beautiful scripture that Jesus gives us in Luke 9, where he says, you died, you must lose yourself, because if you don't lose yourself, you won't find this wonderful family, your wonderful part in the family, as their workmanship, the good works laid out for you. And you'll be just tossed around by what this one says, what that one says, and that will just become a horrible scenario. So you want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus by hearing on a daily basis and then keeping obedient on a daily basis. So you're bringing your body and your soul into alignment with the Spirit. That's what it's all about, guys. So be blessed, because you are blessed. You've come home now to take up your cross daily. I thank you, Lord, that you dealt with my sin so I can come home. Taking up the cross is knowing you became sin so I can be the righteousness of God. So I thank you for a new day. Sin's been taken away, to now follow you, to develop on schedule. And that's the reality. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.